can do it. I don't believe it. It's incredible.
Are you ready to rock?
That was a band called the Spikos. They performed as a part of the Girls Rock Camp Vancouver Showcase in 2014. And you can hear that up on the Bandcamp page for Girls Rock Camp Vancouver. There's a whole number of years up there. Definitely worth checking out. That was the song, The Headless Horseman. And Girls Rock Camp Vancouver is on right now. It's the... So there's a number of campers all come together forming bands, and they're going to be playing on Saturday afternoon at the Rio Theater. It's their showcase. So they've had 1 week to pull together a band, write some songs, learn how to play instruments, all sorts of cool stuff. And they're going to show off what they got on Saturday afternoon. 2 to 4, CITR is going to be doing a broadcast of that. So if you can't make it down to the Rio, tune in. I know I'm going to be there with my daughter Eleanor. Chris Riffick and his daughter Sylvie are going to be there. It's going to be a grand old time. And Girls Rock Camp Vancouver, an excellent cause. So you should check out that in any way you can. You're listening to Dunkin' Donuts here on CITR 101.9 FM. I'm tripping over words. Broadcasting to you from traditional unceded Musqueam territory here at the University of British Columbia, Canada. On today's show, starting off on kind of a synthy electronic tip, about a half an hour of synthy electronic songs, and then moving on to some bands that are rolling through town this weekend. I'm going to start off with a band from Austin, Texas called Survive, and they do the soundtrack to a show that I and many other people have been watching called Stranger Things on Netflix. And I love the synth on the soundtrack. It is just so good and very evocative of the 80s. So I'm going to play the theme song to that, or the title sequence song from Stranger Things, and then a new single that the band that scored that has out now called AHB. All right, let's give that a listen. This is the title sequence to, or the theme song, whatever you want to call it, to Stranger Things by Austin, Texas's Survive. Here we go. All right, that was Booker T on Acid with the song I Need to Fall in Love, local band. Before that, we heard one of my favorites of all time, John Mouse, from his 2008 record, Love is Real. That was the song Times is Weird, and ain't that the truth, John Mouse. Times is weird right now. No news on the John Mouse front. Last year, he tweeted a photo about a new synthesizer that he had to build to be able to record his new album. He's finished his PhD, so he's just holed up in a cabin in Austin, Minnesota, hopefully recording away, and he's going to melt our faces very soon with this new album of his. And going from Austin, Minnesota to Austin, Texas, that was the band Survive from their forthcoming record, RR7349. That was the song AHB, and before that we heard the Stranger Things soundtrack. It's going to be released later this fall as its standalone soundtrack, and it's really good. So both the music and the show, I highly recommend it. All right, moving on to Sweden and Ms. Jenny Havall. She has a new record coming out called Blood Bitch. And we're going to be listening to her song Conceptual Romance. I know she was in town touring her last record, Apocalypse Baby. Didn't make it to that, but I heard it was a great show. Really hoping she swings through town again. I'd love to see her live. Here is Jenny Havall.
To show you tattoo your face, but it doesn't mean a thing. No!
Baby, then I'll tell you, baby, that I back to mix. I forgot that you care for me. You wanna listen to my stories. Day waves your day like. And I go, sorry, I don't feel right. Ain't all this magic. But we forgot about it.
Cause we said.
Ain't all this magic. That we forgot about.
You're listening to CITR. My name is Paula, and this is Pride Facts. I'm talking about legislative discrimination against LGBTQ plus people around the world. 73 countries criminalize same-sex activity through legislation. The terminology and the corresponding laws ranges from indecency, buggery, and immorality to against nature. Penalties can be as severe as life imprisonment. So-called propaganda and morality laws that target freedom of expression related to sexual orientation apply to 17 states. The most striking fact might be that in 10 countries around the world, homosexuality carries the death penalty. In contrast, 76 countries and 85 entities have anti-discriminatory laws that protect people of any sexual orientation. All this information is derived from a paper called State-Sponsored Homophobia 2016, a world survey of sexual orientation laws, criminalization, protection, and recognition.
Without the help and support of our friends, we here at CITR wouldn't be able to bring you all the great music, art, cinema, and culture that you love. Thanks to the long-standing support from the Rio Theater, we are able to keep you informed on all the great artists, films, and everything else coming to town there. For all the current information about who and what's playing at the Rio Theater, visit their website at www.riotheater.ca.
All right, that was Tommy Tone from his record, Bad to the Tone. That was the song, Demon's Dance. Indeed. Before that, we heard Smears from with their single, Because. Before that, we heard Toronto's Jessie Lanza from her album Oh No. That was the song VV Violence. And at the top, Jenny Havall from her forthcoming record Blood Bitch. That was the song Conceptual Romance. All right, you are listening to Dunkin' Donuts here on CITR 101.9 FM. Going to move to some bands that are coming to town. So the band Whitney are a, I believe, members of... I'm totally blanking now. Anyways, Whitney band coming to town. They're going to be playing at the Cobalt this Monday night. So let's give a listen to a song from their new record, Light Upon the Lake. This is the song Golden Days. It's certainly been a golden week. Let's hope it keeps going. I love these golden days.
Thank you. Signal aims to highlight women, transgender, genderqueer, and intergender artists working in left-field genres. The inaugural Tidal Signal will feature an array of musics encompassing noise, ambient, electronic, drone, experimental techno, improvised, sound, and performance art.
The lineup features Kiran Bloomberg,
Laura Loy, Sarah Gold, plus Emily Thacker, Weiser, Sasha Mannequin, Brady Marks, Massey plus Marina, Mass Marriage, Opponent Processes, Orkana, and Prophecy Sun.
Evenings at Selectors Records in downtown Vancouver, July 30th and 31st.
Sunday, Monday, Sunday, Thursday night only, Thunderbird Radio Hell.
Hey, Ben.
Hey, Jay, how's it going?
All right, I guess.
I didn't think I would bump into you in the street.
No, usually on Thursday nights, I'm listening to Thunderbird Radio Hell.
So am I.
Yeah, usually the radio has a show on at 9 p.m. to 11.
9 p.m. to 11 p.m., that's right.
It's a pretty good show.
Is that the show with the live bands?
Yeah, it sounds like there's talking between the band and the guy.
Yeah, that guy.
Interview with bands while they're still alive.
I'll check it out.
Live from Thunderbird Radio Hell on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
There's a week where I remember what it felt like to be loving you. Accidentally.
Middle of the street, wanting you.
That was the band Hoop from their cassette Dream Split. That was the song Everyone Can Read My Mind. I love that style of female vocals. That is just my jam. I think it's just been in my ears for so long. It's like comfort food. I love that style of singing. So that was the song Everyone Can Read My Mind. Hoop are from Seattle, and they're going to be playing at the Toast Collective on Saturday night. It's part of a great bill. OK Vancouver OK are releasing a new album, so they'll be celebrating that on Saturday. And then also the band Ihi, from Seattle, are going to be there, and they also have a brand new record out. So it's going to be a very celebratory night at the Toast on Saturday. Check it out. Before Hoop, we heard Michael Rout, originally from Edmonton. Now, I don't know where he lives. He's putting out records on Burger, and that's what he's up to. But this was from his Edmonton days, and that song was produced by Rennie Wilson. You can kind of hear that excellence, the tone on that recording is so great, and that's a signature Rennie Wilson. And that was the song Too Bad, So Sad. And before that, we heard Whitney from their album Light Upon the Lake, the song Golden Days. Both Whitney and Michael Rout playing at the Cobalt on Monday night. All right, we're going to listen to one of the songs that OK Vancouver OK is putting out on this new record of theirs called Black Part of Light. Let's give a listen to the song Name Brand Shoes. Here's the buzz whenever I turn up the computer. And here's the song Name Brand Shoes.
I've got nightmares, name brand shoes on the feet of angels in Armageddon. And the beat on the street is the revolution's never really happened, and you might as well forget about it. People making jokes, talking about other folks, finish supper plates, talking bad until their tongues smoke. Coughing on a coffin, someone lays to rest, choking on a lie they think they thought it was their best. I've got a stomach ache, and I've got a headache, and I've got a leg ache, and I've got a back ache, and I've got a neck ache, and I've got a toe ache, and I've got a leg ache on the other side. And I walk home again, alone in my mind. And I walk home again. To the yellows and blues by the light of the moon.
trust in this arrangement as the path grows clearer. Watch the
pattern grow clearer.
Your face to the mirror, it's the shape of a tear, it's a triangle echoing for seconds or years as the pattern grows clearer. Your name, geometric template from the dream. The pattern
All right, that was Human Loser from their Deep Space demo. That was the song Don't Mesh With Us. If you want to see Human Loser, they're going to be playing with Tough Customer and Underpass at the very final show at Horses Records Saturday night. Horses Records had a very good run for a year, and now they're closing up shop in Hastings Sunrise, so go check it out. We heard Underpass just before that. That was from their record, Red Reflection. That's the song Another World. And before that, we heard The Pattern Grows Clearer, a song by Ihi from Seattle, from their new record, Bubble. And before that, Name Brand Shoes by OK Vancouver OK. Both those bands are playing at The Toast on Saturday night. Other than that, the only other show I quickly wanted to mention was Joe Past is going to be playing at The Toast with Ubel, Homie, Hemi, and Spesh Pep at, The Toast on Friday night. So something else to consider. That's going to do it for this episode of Dunkin' Donuts. Please stay tuned for Coco Channel. Coming up next, a Korean indie pop, K-pop, K-hip-hop, and K-ballad show hosted by DJ Megan. At 2 o'clock, we have Music for the Observant. 3 o'clock Astro Talk, then SimMorg at 4, and All Access Pass at 5. Great afternoon of programming here on CITR. Happy Pride to everyone. I hope you enjoy that, whether or not you're at the parade or at the various other events happening around town this weekend. And congrats to all the Girls Rock Camp campers. I can't wait to see your showcase on Saturday. All right, we're going to close it with a song, a Shangri-La song that's covered by Blondie. This is their version of Out of the Streets. Not the version that ended up on their debut record, but a demo, another demo version that I recently found on this great website called Aquarium Drunkard. So it's a very faithful rendition, and I think it'll be a lovely way to take us out. This is Blondie. This is Out in the Streets. Thanks for listening.
Do the wild things that he did before.